really pleased with the tempo that the guys have practiced with. Their approach, again, has been outstanding. And we got a lot done this week. As far as the OTAs themselves, the structure of it has been we bring them in, they have a lift session, we get a chance to meet with them for an extended period of time that will correct the previous tape as well as install for a particular day, and then have a chance to come out here and practice. So, you know, we've got the past 3 days we've done that. We've had a chance situationally, primarily we've been working on our first and second down packages offensively, defensively, and then really getting into some third downs, doing some of the shorter third downs the first day of the week, then some medium third downs and some longer third downs. So we're in the process of installing those situations. It's been a good week for us. It's been good to get a chance to go out on the field against each other and see guys' execution, and that's been the focus and really what we're trying to work on and see the execution level after being in our phase two, which basically is working on air for the past 3 weeks. Take questions at this time?
Well, we couldn't help notice that Laval's at left guard. What went into that change? Is that permanent or just experimental?
Just we're rolling guys around at the guard position. Pinkston's been back. Just this week was his first week being back, so he's not getting the normal amount of reps. So we'll slowly kind of work him into it, and we're working all the guards at all the different spots.
Do you need your guards to get outside a lot in the running game?
We need them to be able to block inside, pass block, and then get outside as pullers as well.
You do a lot of that?
We did, and that's part of what the install was this particular day, was those plays where you saw those guys getting outside on the edge.
To this point, what are your impressions of screen and cornerback?
I think he's done a good job. Again, it's only been a couple days here going against guys. You know, he's worked at it, and you know, he shows a lot of the skills from the corner position that you like. He's got the feet. He's competitive. So it's just a matter of the process of learning the defense and then just honing up on the fundamentals and the techniques.
How's Whedon been, and how's he able to translate, you know, from the classroom out to going up against 11-on-11?
You know, I think he's done a good job of that. You know, and it starts for those guys is really just calling the plays and, you know, getting in the huddle and being able to go through that process. We had a play clock. I don't know if you guys noticed out here. We've had a play clock out on them, you know, to try to really work on that tempo, because that's the difference is, you know, guys can learn it indoors in the meeting room, and then the application out here is what we're looking for. And part of that is the process of having to do it when there's a time constraint going on. And that's a big part of it.
Do you want them at the line at a certain time on the play clock?
Not necessarily at the line. We just set it to when we break the huddle, we set it at different times. It's progressively gone down as the week has gone on. And then we'll get it down to where they're breaking it at 13 or 12, which is kind of that's a stress situation where you got to have to things, you know, move things along quickly. You know, that's kind of what we're putting on as well on those guys at the quarterbacks right now.
How much more do you know about him now than you did when you came here in January?
You know, you get to know about him as a, you know, how he picks things up, how he you know, that's what we want to see, is how he's translating them to decision making on the field. You know, that's what we're looking at right now at this step. And obviously, you know, things are slowed down up front a little bit, so you know you're not getting the total pass rush, and it's not completely 100%. You know, guys going against each other.
Could you say, I mean, Hoyer is an unrestricted free agent. He's nobody's property. Could you put an end to are these the three quarterbacks only that are coming to camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think all that will remain to be seen. You know, we're, you know, coaching these guys up right now. I feel good with this group of what they're doing and how they've progressed. And, you know, we'll just move along and keep going in the same direction, you know. And, again, as far as, you know, as you saw today, Brandon's working with the first group. You know, Jason's been working with the second group. And Thaddeus has gotten reps with the third group. So, you know, we'll continue along. That way, it's just too early right now to be able to say anything. It just wouldn't be smart to name a starter and all those type of things that we've gone through before.
Chet, is it a different world for a quarterback in year two in the league?
You know, every year is a different year, a different world for the quarterback. You know, the minute they get comfortable at that position, you know, you can't do that at that position. So, you know, it'll help the experience that a guy has and, you know, that experience under his belt of what it's like to be in a game. Obviously a brand new system, so there's a lot of things that are going to be like being a first-year guy again.
Yeah, I think it's tough for him that he's compared to that you know, lead class of rookies last year?
Well, that's going to happen all the time at that position. And so, you know, if you're playing that position in the NFL, you have to expect those things.
Do you know when McFadden will be available?
He's coming back from his, you know, he's finishing up his school, so he'll be back next week.
Okay. From a scouting tape perspective, could you talk about what elements Campbell brings to the position?
You know, really, you look at him, a guy that's had success. He's played in the league. You know, he's got a good arm and good mobility, and just that experience level that, that, you know, he brings to the table.
Is he one of the stronger arms in the league, perhaps?
He has a strong arm. You know, there's quite a few guys that have a strong arm, and he has a good touch, and he's able to get the ball where he wants to put it.
Can you tell that he's been in this offense a little bit before?
You can just from the he knows the terminology. It's a little more, you know, comfortable for him, you know, being able to say, you know, he's called the things basically the same things before. So, you know, that definitely helps.
And Chad, how do you run the practice? I'm sure you probably thought about this before you got the job, and, you know, what types of influences would help you make your decisions as to how you run a practice, and then obviously camp coming up. What are the influences? Can you tell us, is a lot of this ideas that you've had or borrowing from Norv or whatever?
You know, along the way, I've been real fortunate to be along, you know, around a lot of great coaches. You know, going back all the way to Jimmy Johnson was the first guy I played for in college, and, you know, through the Dennis Erickson and Marty Schottenheimer, and obviously being around Norv and, you know, Romeo and Ron Rivera. So I've tried to grab a little bit from each guy, and you know, the thing that we do want is to emphasize the tempo, emphasize, you know, trying to put pressure on our guys to make it, you know, is game-like from a standpoint of, you know, them having to react to situations quickly as we can.
So has the tempo picked up this week? I mean, this is the first practice we get to see. Has it gradually picked up? Are you happy with the way things?
The tempo's been pretty good. We've been working them at a pretty good clip, and they've responded to that. So I've been pleased with that. And that's the first thing. If we can create the environment, you know, of the practice situation around them, then, you know, we'll get the results that we want as we're working and continue to work.
Chad, when we talked to you at the, and Joe Banner at the combine, and we talked about Josh Gordon, you both said, well, yeah, if he could, if he's willing to put in the work and all that, if you, what have you seen from that aspect of him?
I've really seen improvement from Josh. He's, you know, from his route running standpoint, he's really working at it. A lot of times that takes time, you know, and he's embraced that. You know, he's making plays, and really I've been pleased with his progress.
What did you guys see in Bademosi that made you move him to safety?
You know, he's a good football player. Obviously on special teams, you know, he's aggressive. He's a good tackler. He's got, you know, he goes – you know, 100 miles an hour on that, and we felt from an athletic standpoint and from a physicality standpoint that it would be worth trying to look at him at safety. And, you know, we know that he's played corner and can play corner, and, you know, that's some of what we're trying to do out here right now is putting some guys in different spots that necessarily they may not necessarily have been in before, and just take a look at him.